Good evening. Thank you. I bless God for the opportunity to be here to gather and to praise Him. It always moves me to see this many people come out on a Sunday evening. Of course, it's not Super Bowl Sunday yet, but to come out on a Sunday evening and want to know more about Jesus, that's inspiring. And then to be here together in this community that's opening their doors for us is really wonderful. Thank you, Pastor Jeff, for that introduction. I always worry about introductions, because I've learned in my life that introductions have a tendency to blow your head. And when your head swells, God usually finds a way to remind you somewhere shortly thereafter who you really are. And I always worry. I remember not so long ago, day had gone really well. I had some things come into my life that really affirmed me. My head was swelled. Secretary came over the intercom and she said, RVL, your daughter's on line one. So my daughter and I play little games back and forth anyway. So I picked up the phone. I said, hello, this is the smartest man in the world. There was a long pause, and then this 10-year-old said, I must have the wrong number, and hung up. That's how God does things. Anyway, it's a privilege to be here. I thank you again for the opportunity to come and to join together in teaching and in learning and in study. There is a custom in the Jewish world that predates Jesus. Whenever you come into the presence of God, as His Word comes alive and speaks, you first make a commitment to God that your heart is to be softened, that your ears are to be open, that your mind is to be open, and you're ready to stand and not only to listen, but to listen. They use the words of Deuteronomy 6 or 8 or 11, which they call Shema, after the first word of the portion, Shema. I'd like to ask if you would stand, please. For the first evening, say the Hebrew after me. Shema Israel. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Say. Now say Echad. Try that whole thing once more. Shema Israel. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad. Now let's say the English together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Amen. Amen. Bless God. Say these words after me, please, from the book of Isaiah. I am the Lord. Apart from me, there is no Savior. I have revealed, redeemed, and proclaimed. I have. And not some pagan god among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God. These are the very words of God. Amen. Please be seated. There was a rabbi. Name was Akiba. Was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee shortly after Jesus returned to heaven. And as he walked on the dusty trail, I could show it to you someday if you'd like to go there. As he walked on that dusty road, he was doing what rabbis do at the end of a day. He was reciting the portion of the day. Isaiah 52. I am the Lord. It was getting dark, and in his intense passion to know the text, the scripture, to recite the text, to be immersed in the text, he came to the fork in the trail and was so preoccupied, he turned right instead of left. Fork is still there too, I believe. He turned right, and instead of finding himself in front of the gate to his little village called Capernaum, where Jesus had lived the generation before, he found himself standing in front of the Roman fortress. He was surprised. He didn't expect to be there. Jews didn't usually go near the Roman place. And he was looking around trying to figure out exactly where he was when the guard, the sentry on the wall, shouted at him, "Who are you? What are you doing here?" Kiba was startled, more than that, scared. He jumped. It took him a moment, and then he said, "What? Who are you? What are you doing here?" The sentry shouted again. This time, Kiba's voice came back with more confidence. "What do you get paid for asking me these questions?" Now there was a long pause as the Roman guard tried to figure out what he was being asked, and then he said, 3 denarii a week, Jew. Why? Akiba, I'll give you double if you stand outside my house and ask me those two questions every morning when I leave home.